Bonnie speaking. Hello?
Yes, who's that?
You're speaking with Bonnie. Is that Donovan?
It is. How are you doing, Bonnie?
Hi. Very well, thanks. And yourself?
Good, good. So I'm calling because we just set our program up a couple of weeks ago, and I realized earlier this week that I hadn't received any calls or leads. So I thought, well, maybe there's something wrong, or maybe there just aren't any leads. Let me check my account. So I opened the account this morning, and it looks, I'm trying to get some clarity on this and maybe get it fixed. Mm-hmm. It looks like we've had 5 leads, 3 of which were not charged. Maybe they weren't valid. I'm not sure. 2 of which were charged. So it appears that something was valid. But none of them, actually, I wasn't notified of any of them. So I didn't receive an email. I didn't receive a text or a call on any of these leads. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, if I look in my profile here, my account settings, and everything's there. So what, is there something that I didn't set up here? Is there something missing on the back end to why these leads are not coming through?
Okay, so I've got 2 leads noted here on the account that's been charged for. Let me just open on your dashboard as well to do the comparison, because I'm looking at the back office. So bear with me 1 second. Okay, so basically, the not charged, they would have just come through as calls. I'm going to set up call tracking on your account as well. So because there already is a call tracking that Google has on the app, but I'm going to set up an internal call tracking so that you can actually listen to your calls on your client dashboard. So I'll set that up today. I'll request that and set it up on your account. Secondly, these just come through as calls. They don't normally come through as emails as well, but I will double check that for you, but I know from a fact they don't normally come through as emails as well. And your call should have an intro message when someone is calling you, it'll say there's a Google call coming through. As they had no intro messages on any of them. You haven't heard any intro messages?
No, that's, okay. I guess the other thing that would be nice is there a number that your service is pushing through to me so that I can recognize when these calls, or are they all going to come up as the actual number?
With the client's number, yes.
Okay, so there's really no way to know.
Well, there should be an intro message, because all the other calls, our clients get an intro message to say it's a Google call that's coming through. But let me double check on the if we can do an email as well, and I will see how if that's going to be. Let me check on an email as well. See if that can be possible. Email when.
So I guess obviously these phone numbers that I see here, there's 2 of them that were charged. Those must be considered good, you know, valid, leads. So I'm guessing I could reach back out to these people at this point since they called us.
Yes.
The other 3 that are here, why would those be not charged? What would be the purpose? Is it maybe that those were people trying to reach us to sell us something?
We have a team that also listens to calls to ensure that the leads are valid and then disputed on the client's behalf. Sometimes if it does go through it wasn't disputed, you are able to send me a message or whatever the case, whatever your call, and I will dispute that on your behalf. And there's 6 reasons why Google will allow us to dispute leads. So they are as follows. So basically, if the job is not served on your profile, if it's something that you haven't activated, then there's also if it's a location that you don't have that's relevant to your ad, wrong number or a sales call, Another one is, you know, sometimes you get spam calls or just robot calls. You know, it's like a sales call, but it's, you know, those automatic robot calls. And then
right.
Duplicate lead. And so a duplicate leads are, so it has to be from the same number within a period of 30 days. So they're quite specific about that. If it's outside the term of 30 days, they don't consider it a duplicate lead. So that's, and then also an incorrect business. You know, I've had someone call one of our companies that offer painting and they wanted a plumbing issue or something like that. So, you know, so those are the six reasons that Google will dispute leads. If it's outside those reasons, I can still request a dispute. And sometimes they have agreed to credit the lead. It just depends on each individual scenario. So those are the basic reasons, but I have disputed leads outside those reasons, and they have been approved. So it just depends on what individual case is. Okay?
Okay.
So on these two, the one, let me just look at the on your dashboard, 5, 6, 4, 5. Okay, so the one on the 15th, I can listen to that quickly on my side, and I can tell you what that was about if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Call. Bear with me 1 second. I'll tell you 1 second.
Yeah, maybe we had a call from this and we didn't even realize it. That'd be good.
Yeah, sure. Okay, let me just listen to this one 1 second. The one on the 15th, well, I couldn't get exactly what it was, a voicemail message about installing something in the Lee County area in Florida. Does that ring a bell?
Yep. Well, that would be our county. Yeah.
Let me just listen to another part. Okay, he didn't leave his name. I was just trying to hear the job. I could not make out what it is that he was asking to install. Let me just see. Let me listen to the other one. Bear with me. So he left a voicemail message, the one on the 15th.
Where are you located at?
Okay, let me just have a look. Cause he was looking to do with flooring, because he had some company came and did some mold. Let me just look at the job types, and I can see if I can dispute that one. Bear with me 1 second.
Oh yeah, we don't do flooring.
I will send that through as a dispute.
So when the, so what you were saying is when these calls come in, rather than the client saying hello instantly, what's happening is I'll get something that says, hey, this is a local splash or Google call. So I'll know
it's
before
Google,
they actually
yes.
say hello? Okay. And then,
yes.
so
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, no, it's just that because it goes through Google, so they have done that intro message. And I've actually just had a client ask me if he could do his own message on his Google Guarantee ads. And I just had a meeting with them, and they said, no, we only have the standard, you know, their standard recording available at the moment. It might be something in the future, but not available right now for clients to do their own standard recordings.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I've sent that through, the 2181 about the flooring as job not served. I've sent that through now. And then they normally get back to us within 24 to 48 hours. And then I will let you know, the outcome. You know, they will tell us exactly if they approve it or they don't approve it or that sort of thing. If they don't approve it, I always have the option to then call them, speak to one of their reps and see if I can escalate it. You know, that's always, but often it's very rarely that happens.
Gotcha.
And then the one with the voicemail, they do consider a client leaving voicemails leads because they, you know, they expect the, you know, our client to call back basically the voicemail, those that have left voicemail,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah,
okay,
I'll call on that one and just see what they're trying.
No problem. I'm also going to check on the email. If I'm just, because, you know, some of us have quite a few programs and I do see clients or emails, but I will double check to see if that is the case with Google
okay.
and with the LSA leads, okay? And then,
perfect.
As
and
I said earlier,
no, go ahead.
Sorry? I'm going to add the call tracking so that you can listen to your calls on your dashboard.
And then I would do that call tracking on the website, on the local splash, my sign-in login, correct?
Exactly. And then it will come through as two calls, basically. It will say Google Guarantee, and it will say at the bottom call tracking. But it will have the same telephone number, and then you just listen on the call tracking one, which will have the recording.
Perfect. Okay, that's great.
Okay, but I'm going to keep you updated as I'll keep you updated as I get information about the disputed lead to confirm the call tracking has been set, and I'm also going to update you about the emails.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, and then one question, and I don't know if this is something that you can answer, maybe it's sales, but we would like to target on a separate, completely separate ad or marketing piece, mm-hmm. we would like to target the local real estate agents in the area. And I have a list of about 5,200 agents in this area. I have their emails, their names, everything. So I'd like to target them on like Facebook ads. Is there a way to do that if I have their names and their email addresses that we can basically do pop-ups to them?
I can find out for you. Pop-ups.
Or something, some kind of an ad.
Sure, something to directly to you want to specific, you want to specifically target those estate agents. Okay, so I will find
yeah,
out
yeah.
for you.
I mean, 90,
and then,
yeah, 90% of them are females, and most of them are in the, you know, call it 30 to 50 range, which is like an ideal Facebook demographic. So, you know, I think it'd be the perfect place to reach them.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll find out. I don't know if it can be so that specific, but at least I'll find out so we know if, or maybe there's another way to do it, but I will find out for you. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, and thanks. I'll be in touch.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye.
It's a pleasure. Have a good day. Bye.